The 1911 is one of the most iconic firearms in history. Designed by John Browning, the 1911 was the standard-issue sidearm of the U.S. military from 1911 to 1985. While Colt produced the original, almost every major firearm company has produced its own version. It's wildly revered for its reliability, crisp trigger, and is still a favorite for all types of shooters. Whether you're looking to buy or build a 1911 and just about everything for guns, log on to MidwayUSA.com. Whether you're just looking to stay warm during a hunt or need maximum concealment, the clothing you wear can make or break a hunt. At MidwayUSA.com, we understand hunting clothing has come a long way with more meticulously crafted camo patterns, advanced scent control technologies, and weatherproof options to withstand the elements. Hunters have to wait until their favorite season, but shouldn't wait on gear, which is why MidwayUSA offers super fast shipping. When you're ready for your next system, log on to MidwayUSA.com.
So you only have limited time to be in the woods and you want to use it to the greatest effect. Well, today we're going to talk about the best weather conditions for buck movement. George here with the New Hunter's Guide, the podcast and YouTube channel, helping new hunters get started and bringing new insights to all hunters. And today, we're talking about the best weather conditions for buck movement. Now, if you have followed the channel for a long time, you'll probably know that I have covered this topic at various times and in various ways, but I don't think I've ever done an episode focused in on it just like this and just dedicated it the whole thing. So to keep you from having to listen to, you know, 10 or 20 other episodes, we're just going to dial it all in right here and try to focus this thing down to get as specific as possible. All right, so the scenario is one that you're all familiar with. All right, you're going to go hunting. You only have so much time to hunt. You only have so many days. You've either only got so many vacation days, or you've only got so many Saturdays, or you only have so many opportunities you can be in the woods. You just can't be out every day for the whole season like most normal people in the real world. How do you prioritize that time to give you the greatest odds for success? What do you do? Well, you do scouting. That's a whole other series of episodes. Go to the website, newhuntersguide.com. Go to categories. Go to deer hunting. Go to the scouting section, and you can find all the episodes about scouting. You definitely want to do that. You got to pick the right spot, the right areas, the right, you know, places and intersections of movement. You know, whether that's around food, or you got to have the right tree stand, you got to have the right blind, you got to have that all set up right. Maybe you're going to do some habitat improvements. Head to the website, categories page, you can find all those episodes. We're assuming you figured that out, you got that done. So you're in a good location, you're in a good spot, you're either in a good blind or a good tree or a good something. And now, how do you pick the best days to be there? Well, I wish there was a one-size-fits-all answer here. For better or worse, though, it's not that simple. It is simple, but it's not that simple. And the reason is because the answer to this question changes over the course of the season, because deer habits change over the course of the season. What works in the early season is not usually what works in the rut. And what works in the rut is usually not what works in the late season. So your tactics, your strategies, the what are the best days and conditions adjust and shift over time. Now, we'll walk through each major phase of the season. So first you have the early season. And this goes from whenever the season opens in your state up until the pre-rut. All right, so in Pennsylvania, where I hunt, in southwestern Pennsylvania, because it's different in northwestern, even by a few days, we're looking at from the middle of September right up until maybe the middle or the last week of October for us. It's about a month of the, quote, early season. And the early season, it's as much defined by when the deer begin to come into that pre-rut behavior as it is the change in weather and the frost and the killing of some of that soft vegetation and breaking up cover. All of that begins to work together in order to change deer habits and what the deer are doing at that time of the year. But during the early season, the best weather conditions for hunting whitetails is pretty simple. You are looking for cold days that follow warm days. Now, what that means will be different no matter where you live, whether you're in Florida or Maine, or anywhere in between, or in Alaska. Cold days that follow warm days. So it's all about relative temperature drop. All right, you're looking for, okay, it's been, you know, 50 degree mornings and 70 degree afternoons and for a week, and now tomorrow it's going to be a 35 degree morning and a 45 degree afternoon. That right there is an ideal day for whitetail hunting. All right, because especially in the early season, the deer are getting their winter coats. And we're talking about bucks here. All right, we're not talking about all deer. We're talking about bucks. Bucks are getting their winter coat in. Their fur is thickening up. And as soon as it starts to thicken up, they start to get hot. All right, now in the middle of summer, they may move anytime, day or night. They may do whatever they want to do. They may not seem to care too much about the weather conditions. But once they start putting on that thick, heavy coat and it's hot, they don't want to move when it's hot. They want to wait till the coolest part of the day, till it's nighttime, before they get up and do anything that is strenuous. All right, they just want that cool, refreshing temperatures. And so when you've had a series of warm days and now it's a cool day, the deer are saying, hey, it's cool. We can get up. We can move. We can go do stuff. They feel more refreshed by the drop in temperatures to go and move around, to move longer into the morning or to start moving earlier in the evenings. All right. So what you're looking for is relative temperature drop. And this is pretty much a true factor right up until, I'm going to say, the late season. And the only reason it changes then is because once you hit like late December and January, it's always cold. All right. So, you know, if it's 20 degrees outside and now tomorrow it's going to be 5 degrees, I don't think that really affects deer movement for the plus. All right. That, once it reaches a point where it's just always cold, it being even colder is no longer a help. But most of the hunting season happens before that. The rut, everything, all the biggest part of the hunting season is well before that. So you're looking for relative temperature drop. All right, people talk about, well, you know, deer really like, the falling barometer. Well, deer do not have barometric pressure systems. All right, they cannot discern barometer as best as any scientist we know can tell. But what they can detect are all the same things you can detect when the barometer is falling.
This upcoming concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop for the best in Western style. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring and summer, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, that's WCB style, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it into a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges, and ship right to your door. Go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Knives, machetes, saws, and shears, multi-tools, shovels, swords, axes, spears, hatchets, and tomahawks. If it cuts, snips, slices, or chops, Midway USA has it. Find great gift ideas in our huge selection of pocket knives and other everyday carry folding knives. Make a statement or create a family legacy with one of our top-of-the-line hunting knives. We've got a great selection of manual and electric sharpeners, too. For just about everything for the outdoors, check out MidwayUSA.com.
The wind's picking up. The sky's getting dark and cloudy. Temperatures dropping in the middle of the day. Storm is rolling in. Deer can detect that just like you can detect it without scientific instruments. They don't use the word barometric pressure just like you probably don't use the word barometric pressure. But you can tell that a storm is coming in, and in the same way they can tell and they know, we're not going to probably be able to eat for a while. So we better get up now, we better eat now, we better do whatever we need to do now because we might get stuck in this thing. So when you have situations like that, deer are much more likely to move. Bucks is what I'm focused on during those kinds of days. Now, those can be hard days to hunt, right? Because, you know, when's that happening? You got to be outside, you got to be ready, you got to be on the move. You gotta be willing to get rained on or maybe stuck in the storm yourself to sit out there until this thing blows in. And depending on what kind of weather you're dealing with, it could get nasty. It just may not be safe to just sit out there and wait for the storm to come. Because, you know, just like at the end of the day, the last few moments before the storm hits could be the best part, but then you're field dressing the deer in the storm. So at some point, you got to make a call. You got to make a decision. You got to make a change. Now, in terms of the different parts of the season, all right, the rule of thumb is pretty simple. Okay, and I say rule of thumb. Nothing is always true 100% of the time. These are wild animals. But the rule of the thumb is this. In the early season, the best time to hunt bucks is going to be in the evening, late afternoon and in the evening. All right, that's going to be your best time, you know, starting 3-4 hours before the end of the day. Of course, you got longer days in the early season. Now, the morning is not a bad time, but the end of the day is going to be the best time. So if I have to pick the morning or the evening in the early season, I'm going to pick the evening. In fact, a couple years back, I had to force myself to change my strategy because I was always a morning hunter. I loved hunting the mornings. I only wanted to hunt the mornings. But in the early season, I just realized, you know what? Every single buck I've been taking, almost every single one, has been in the evening. And I'd be hunting these mornings and, you know, you'd go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 mornings, not even see a buck. And then I'd go out in the evening and see one every evening or every other evening, you know, whether I was a shooter or not. But a lot more buck movement in the evenings in the early season. Now, once you get to the pre-rut, that changes. And bucks begin to what they call cruise. So they're getting out there in the mornings and they are cruising. They start covering ground. They're a cross between exploring the area, between figuring out their turf and their territory, as well as trying to scent maybe those first does that come into estrus. There's a lot written about this, and I have read a lot about it, and you can start to go cross-eyed the more you read, and not every scientist agrees, and on, but the bottom line is, once you hit the pre-rut, which is about a week to 10 days before the rut begins, the early morning becomes the best time of the day for buck movement. Because they're cruising and they're moving, and then they're more likely to, once they finish cruising, who knows, around 10, 11 noon, to bed down and rest until evening. And so you're going to get less movement there at the latter part of the day. Eventually they're going to pick up and start moving again, but because they've been cruising all morning, they're not as likely to start moving again 3 and 4 hours before the end of the day. They're just going to rest longer, often until dark or close to it. So, Early season, best time of day, evening. Pre-rut, best time of day, morning. Once the rut hits, the best time of day is all day. There is no bad time of day to be in the woods when the rut is really going on. Morning or evening, it's all about having the right spot for that time of day, more so than anything else. But then once the rut kicks in, anything can happen. The regular movements and patterns can be disrupted. You just, all bets are off. Being outside, period, in areas that have good deer population and movement at pretty much any time of day during the rut is going to be time well invested. Now, the big question is, when is the rut? Well, the rut happens the same time every year in your area. And that differs based on where you are in the country, how far north or south you are. The further north you are, your rut's going to happen slightly different time than the further south you are. It could even be in the same state, but it could be a few days difference between the northern and southern part of the state. And so you got to understand what the rut is like in your area. So in my state of Pennsylvania, which I know from my analytics, a fair number of y'all listening are from my state. You know, the rut runs from right about November 1st to right about November 15th. That's the core of the rut. It may start a few days earlier. It may linger a few days later. Again, depends on where you are in the state. Southern versus northern is going to be different by a few days. If you look at the charts, which they have done some amazing studies in work in terms of thousands of deer that have been analyzed over a number of year period, you know, you'll see that the breeding occurs, you know, probably starting the end of October and runs through maybe the 20 to the 25th of November. But if you look at the breeding density there, it's that first 2 weeks or so of November that are the bulk of it. Which of course means once rifle season comes in, the rut is over. And that is completely and totally on purpose by the Game Commission. They do not want you hunting with a rifle during the rut because there are so many hunters in the state of Pennsylvania that way too many deer would be shot and killed every year.
Hunting boots are a critical component of any successful hunt. Whether walking a short distance to your blind or trudging miles through rugged terrain, your feet are carrying the load. Without the right boots, you could give up early and lose out on that trophy just over the ridge. At Midway USA, we make selecting boots for your next hunt easier. With just a few clicks of a mouse, you can decide on what's important, like waterproofing, insulation, size, width, and savings. For just about everything for shooting, hunting, and the outdoors, check out MidwayUSA.com.
Fishing like a local isn't just about catching fish. It's about connecting with the environment and the people who call it home. It's about hearing the stories and traditions that have been passed down for generations and sharing unforgettable moments with the people you meet along the way. Fishing like a local is having an experience that stays with you forever. And with Fishing Booker, you can experience it too, no matter where you are. Discover your next adventure on Fishing Booker.
So they wait until the rut's over, until the deer are completely exhausted, and the bucks are doing pretty much nothing but just laying down and bedding all day, trying to recover their strength after they lost 30 to 40% of their body mass in the rut, just running themselves ragged. And it's absolutely the worst 2 weeks of the year to see, find, or try to hunt bucks. It's hilarious. And to this day, I don't think I have ever seen a legal buck during rifle season in the state of Pennsylvania. I don't think I've ever seen one, not close, not far, not nothing, not one time ever. Which is why I tend to do most of my hunting during the early season and the rut. But I digress. However, what it means is the time of day changes also, that's ideal. So once you reach the post-rut, all the way through the late season, the best, well, let me rephrase this. Once you hit the post rut, the best time of day to hunt is never. All right, there just is no best time. Yeah, the last hour of the day is pretty much the only hour that you have any hope at all in the post rut. All right, now, of course, there are always exceptions. All right, there are always exceptions. You can take a buck in the morning in the post rut. You can take a buck at noon any day of the year. There are always exceptions. But in terms of when am I going to focus my time, I am not going to focus my time in the post rut. Unless that just so happens to be when the rifle season is and I want to go rifle hunting with my friends or family or whatever, and I just got to be out there then. But, you know, and for me, I usually have my buck months before that. But once you hit the post rut, you know, last hour of the day is your best hope. And then once you get into the late season, you're looking at end of the day or near food sources are the best place to try to take a buck. All right. So there's your time of day breakdown. So we covered the temperature breakdown. We covered the time of day breakdown. We covered the weather. Now there's one more piece to weather here. And this is just your general conditions, you know, clear, cloudy, windy. So usually calmer days, less than 15 mile an hour winds, clear days, although cloudy days aren't bad either. Any sort of mild-ish day is going to be a good day. Even light rain, okay. But once you start getting into storms and rough conditions, those are just not good days. They're not good times because the deer aren't going to move in rough conditions. You don't want to move. They don't want to move. And maybe you got a nice box blind you can hunt out of and you're going to stay dry and warm and protected. But they're not. They're outside. They're going to hunker down, bed down, and not move. So if the weather's terrible, they're a lot less likely to move. Again, there's always a chance, right? If you're taking a week of vacation and it's going to rain every day, well, that's your only week to hunt. You better get out there and hunt. If you go to camp and the weather is not great every day, well, you might as well hunt every day because you're at camp and that's all you've got to do. But if you're trying to pick, okay, when do I take my three vacation days this deer season? You know, how do I pick which days to take? That's where this information comes into play. All right, so you want to think about temperature drop. You want to think about incoming weather or outgoing weather. You know, when the storm ends and the rain stops and the sky opens up, that's usually a much better time for deer movement because the deer are like, hey, let's eat something. We're starving. We're hungry. They're going to be a little less cautious. Everything in the woods is going to be a little quieter because it's all wet and doesn't make as much noise when you move around. So those can be really good times also. So on either side of bad weather. So good weather, good time to hunt. Either side of bad weather, good time to hunt. Temperature drop, good time to hunt. Early season, in the afternoon. Pre-rut, in the morning. During the rut, anytime. Post-rut, I'd skip those days, but if you're going to go out, go out. And just make the best of it. Last hour of the day is your best bet. And then late season, in the evenings, near food. All right, that's going to be your best times of day to hunt for bucks. All right, we're talking about bucks and buck movement. Now, if you want more, there's a lot more, but you need to head to the website, newhuntersguide.com, go to categories, go to deer hunting, and find well over 100 episodes on the subject. And of course, if you like it, why don't you head to iTunes, leave a 5-star review with comments, the best way to help the channel reach more people. I really appreciate you guys. Thank you so much for listening. Till next time, God bless you, and go get them in the woods.
Oh, On Mondays, head offshore with Captain Scott Walker and Steve Roger for breathtaking deep sea adventures.
Coming to me.
Double. He's jumping.
Oh!
Look at that belly.
Don't miss Mondays with Into the Blue. Brought to you by Academy Sports and Outdoors from 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern.
Tell a few fish stories along the way.
On Waypoint TV, the destination for outdoor entertainment.
Four in the morning.
Join me, Chef Jean-Paul Bourgeois, and the whole crew here at Duck Camp Dinners every Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern on Waypoint TV.
Birds up in the sky.